cliffcentral.com.
But it is time for the window seat with travel.co.za. So this is our chance to talk about something which I'm sure you will love and which you would be thinking about right now. Travel to Thailand. Wouldn't you rather be in Thailand than here in this cold?
Of course.
Damn right you would. So Carol Peterson and Tracy Funnaback are on the line, and they're both sitting in the office now. But Tracy, you just got back, right?
Hello. Yes, I did, Gareth. Yeah.
Yeah, just nice.
And Thursday.
How many times have you been there? And Carol, how many times have you been there?
I've been there twice. That's my first visit.
Oh, okay. So this is, you two are not like these tried and tested Thailand travelers. There's a lot of tease in that.
Not yet, but we may go back.
They are tried and tested Thailand travelers from Tourvest Travel Services. How's that? There's a lot of tease.
Alliteration.
That is what you call an alliteration thunderbomb. All right, so listen, ladies, let's just talk a little bit. I'm going to explain who you are and what you guys do. Carol has been with Tourvest for 20 years, started her career as a travel and junior consultant, worked her way up. She now loves tequila, travel, and horses. What a good combination. I got to say, these are my people, and I'm thrilled to have you both on here. Carol's visited more than 42 countries and is planning to visit many more. So if anyone's going to tell you about where to go, it's her. And Tracy has been with Tourvest Travel Services for 13 years, and she's been on the creative side doing events, all kinds of things. She does incentives. She puts together the best dinner parties. And I've been to a couple of the events that she's done. They're all superb. Tracy also wrote and co-produced a family musical that won a Naledi Award in 2011. You're full of surprises, huh?
I am.
Yeah, look at you.
A little bit of a dark horse.
So, ladies, one of the things that South Africans are very concerned about at the moment, and we touched on this in the last window seat episode, was that there are very few countries we can go to where our currency is actually still good, or where we can score. I mean, I popped into Turkey again, and the rand is now 1 rand to 1.3 Turkish lira, which is not a bad exchange rate for us. It's one of the few places that it works in our favor. But is Thailand still affordable?
Very much so. Very much so. Look, alcohol everywhere. Irrespective of where you go, alcohol is...
I love the way you went. You went straight to alcohol first. You really do know. You know travel and you know South Africans. Carry on.
And your audience.
Yeah, exactly. So stay away from the tequila as long as possible when you're traveling. But okay. Thailand is pretty much half. So it really is affordable. So half to the rand. So to give an idea, if you're buying a beer in baht, it's 300 baht, so 100 baht, so 50 rand. So that's not too bad, you know. And obviously, from accommodation and that sort of thing, it's quite affordable.
And who doesn't want to have a cocktail while lying on the beach, Gareth? I mean, really.
No, I'm not going to go and teetotal now, but I do think that alcohol is a consideration for many people. What about the best time to go? Because we're busy sitting here in the coldest Joburg possible, and people are wondering, like, is this actually a good time to be in Thailand? I think any time is a good time to be in Thailand, right?
Well, I think there's three climates in Thailand. It's hotter and hottest. So I think you've got to just consider the rain. So you can go to Thailand now. It's nice and warm and humid, but you might encounter some thunderstorms and tropical storms. I think Trace knows all about that. November to Feb is a little bit better in terms of your rainy season.
And Tracy, did you encounter some of that monsoon type weather?
Yeah, we did. And I can tell you, we took a boat trip from Phuket to PP Islands, which was awesome. PP Islands was awesome, but I thought I was going to die on that boat trip. PP.
Sure.
Let's not go there. It's early.
Yeah. In fact, Bakabantu saw the words PP and he thought it was Bossa and like immediately got concerned.
Yeah, well, I was like, hey, what are we going to talk about?
So have you been to Thailand? Either of you?
No.
I have never been past the borders of South Africa.
Okay, well, I haven't either, so we're all novices to this. All right, now I hear a lot of things about the nightlife in Phuket. I believe there's a very, very interesting place called Bangla Road.
Mm-hmm. It's quite a scary thing, I must say. So I traveled with my two girls, and you know, you have to experience certain things. There are just some things you have to do when you travel to a different country. If you go to the Netherlands, you know, you want to visit the red light district, maybe not with your kids, but you want to have a look. But so we did. We ended up at a bar where there was live music, and right across from this bar was a strip club. And so my kids were kind of like not sure where they need to look. And then when you get into Bunder Road, literally they are shoving pamphlets in your face, but it's sex shows, it's glow in the dark sex toys.
Is this where the ping pong? That's what I've heard. You'll come see ping pong, and then you go in there, and then these women can shoot. They can shoot a ping pong ball out of one of their orifices, and it can actually they can aim it at a cup, and it lands in the cup.
100%, and it's more than just ping pongs. I can assure you. Yeah, I've heard somebody shot a budgie out there.
Oh my goodness.
She died in balloons and
But as Jonathan says, but how are the beaches? Let's get out of Bungler Road. Let's go back to the beaches.
Yeah, the beaches are great. Beaches are great. So
I think Phi Phi Island, I mean, is absolutely beautiful. The beaches are lovely. And I mean, if you had to take a boat trip not far from there, you go to Maya Bay, which is where the beach was filmed. So
yes,
we all know what the beach looks like. I mean, it was absolutely beautiful, and they have cleaned it up. I've been there before, and in that bay there were boats and everything in there and rubbish, but they've actually moved the boats to the other side of the island. They've cleaned up the rubbish. It's absolutely stunning. Unfortunately, you can't swim there, but you can enjoy the beach and the beautiful views at least.
Tracy, just to jump in here, I know they speak Tagalog there, but they're a Christian country, so they're good at English, right? So
they, I'm not gonna go there.
So I'm not gonna go there and not be able to communicate.
Good point.
Just bow. That's all. Just bow.
Yeah.
And they're lovely.
Apparently the friendliest people, and just, you know, really happy to do anything that you need in terms of, if you want this kind of pillow or ping pong, you want this kind of pillow, or you like your room colder or warmer. I mean, they can do everything for you, and they do. Yeah. They're like service oriented in another way, right?
Yeah, they're fantastic. Really, really the nicest people I've met. As you know, I'm quite a Turkey fan, but I enjoyed Thailand. I enjoyed the people. They were great. The food is fantastic. I mean,
I was going to ask about the food.
Food is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, in South Africa, there are a couple of Thai restaurants, and I've always thought they were pretty good. Is the general overall quality amazing, and what sort of stuff are they famous for?
Well, obviously, the fried rice, it's very, very much what you can find in an Asian restaurant in South Africa. But
Thai green curry, all of that.
Thai green curry, red curry. I stayed away from the street food, the proper street food.
I was going to ask. I've heard you can just walk down the street and they'll kind of set up on the side of the road.
Yeah, they are. But scary looking. That's kind of the one you want to
avoid. Yeah.
All right. Well, Donna says, my son just went to Thailand earlier this year and they loved it. Mm. Yeah, I've never heard anybody who said that they went there and they hated it.
Mm. Except the people who got caught with heroin in their bags on the way back.
You don't want to get in trouble with the law. Apparently, that's a very bad idea.
Just stay away from the hard stuff.
Yeah. So on that note, what should you do when you're there, and what should you not do?
Well, look, you know what I found quite strange is Thailand. Obviously, a lot of things go there. You know, if you look at Bungler Road, they're very open-minded with certain things. But they have this boundary, so don't go beyond that. So Bungler Road, you can do whatever you want to, anything goes. But outside of that, they're a little bit more, I wouldn't say strict, but they have their rules and they have their boundaries. Big no-no is obviously going to the temples with skimpy shirts or little hot pants, or, you know, just wear clothes, cover your shoulders. So that's a big thing. Taking off your shoes in some of the places, not restaurants and stuff like that, but some, not your global hotels, but your little, you know, boutique hotels and like the one I stayed in Phi Phi. Before you go into your room, you take your shoes off. You know, it's just a bit of a respect thing to respect their culture. So those are the main ones.
Yeah, respectful, I think, is the main thing. So just be respectful of everything and I think you'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right. So Carol, and when you were there, Were you with a group of people or was it just a little family outing?
So I've been there twice. It was a family outing and I've been there with a group of people and, you know, we've had a great time. So you can have your, you know, family leisure type of time or you can have an absolute joy.
So if you go with a huge crowd of people, is it the best place to have a wild party? Because I've heard about these full moon parties and things that they have there too.
Well, I didn't have any full moon parties, but the nightlife is great. You can really party. Mm-hmm. My dear friend next to me here was dancing on the bar.
Hey,
her nice.
This is why we have you guys on, because we're not going to get some sanitized bullshit like tourism review.
To read between the lines there, when she went with her family, she went to the beaches, like Jonathan said. 100%. And then when she went with a group of friends, she did Bangalore.
Love it. Yeah. All right, very good. Someone says, stay away from the women of Thailand. That's the first thing you don't do there. Can't tell them apart. I think they mean the genders.
The lady boys.
No, you get lady boys.
Lady boys.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't know that they're actually men.
Well, I'm glad that you two ladies have been able to explain this to us, and I can trust it. We get straight to the stuff that people want to know. And if you want to find out more, go to travel.co.za. You can make your dream holiday a reality. Go and check them out. That's where you'll find all the information. They have everything that you need to know in one convenient place, travel.co.za. And you couldn't think of a better URL than that either. So if you're sitting there going, tell you, I want to get out of cold Joburg. What do I do? Well, obviously, travel.co.za. Thank you so much, Tracy. And thank you so much, Carol. Nice to see you both.
Thanks.
Awesome. Well, there we go. CliffCentral.com.